Bruce Morton actually spent a considerable amount of time away from West Central Illinois. He earned a college degree from Southern Illinois University, spent some time in England, and did landscape work in Arizona for about 3 decades. He moved back to his hometown of Bowen about 6 years ago and says one thing that struck him was how many farm homes had disappeared.
And I did a series of photographs, some of which are in the book, called Lost Homes. And they were former farm home sites that I knew the families that once lived there, and now they're gone. So, but the only thing that's left, you might see a lane or monumental trees that kind of designate where this location was at one time. And some of them have completely gone back to farmland.
Some people I've come across don't like that term, Forgottonia, but I take it does not bother you.
No. I'm kind of using the word to not to show the historical relevance of what was announced as Forgottonia. It's mainly just a word to describe the area and then for people to view my photographs. The book is actually a storybook, a picture storybook of the area and sort of the life cycle of people who live here.
What all have you taken photos of?
I enjoy photographing a lot of auctions, so I've gone to auctions, and auctions seem to be a way of life around here. They're very well attended. There's many, many auctioneers, and so there's auctions going on almost every week. I also like photographing the people that I once knew and people that I don't know. I think through maturity I've been able to approach people and listen to their stories, and while I'm listening to their stories, I usually photograph them. I enjoy photographing landscapes a lot, too. Growing up here, I always thought this land was really pretty boring. My family was involved in the seed business. We sold hybrid seed corn and soybeans and wheat. And my father would always go for rides in the evening to look at the fields. And I would be dragged along, so to speak, and I just hated it. But now that I've come back, And a few years before I moved back here, I noticed the beauty in this land, and I really wanted to record it.
Well, what do you suppose changed in you that you now see the beauty in the land?
Well, it probably goes back to my education and my education in photography, where I was trained to learn how to, in quotation marks, see. I've learned to see the quality of light and how that affects the land, people, anything around me. And so on my visits back here before I moved, I started noticing that. And I thought, wow, this is just as spectacular as it is living in Arizona, which is one of the most beautiful states in the country, so, and very widely photographed. So I thought I could probably achieve the same kind of effect as photographers do out in the West do, but do it here.
And it's a much different landscape in Arizona, and perhaps that contrast is something that caught your eye also?
Yes, I would say so. Again, it's looking at the quality of light, knowing what time of day to photograph, and taking it from there. I really photograph almost anything that interests me. When I go out to take pictures, I don't have anything in particular in mind, whether it's I walk around the town of Bowen or just go for a little drive in my truck around the country, and then all of a sudden something will catch my eye and I photograph it.
Award-winning photographer Bruce Morton has self-published the book Forgottonia. He'll be signing a limited number of copies Saturday from 10:30 to 3 o'clock at New Copperfields Book Service in Macomb. Morton says he's enjoyed photography since he was a child. He says he's happy as long as he can get out with his camera and push that button. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.